Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Live from the Freedom Matters USA studios on What's On Your Mind. Hello and happy Tuesday that feels like a Monday. Hope you had a great Labor Day weekend and you're ready to roll for a brand new week. And Paul,
well, if you ask me where I come from,
2022,
here's what I tell everyone.
You know what that means, don't you? Paul, 2022.
I was born by
football. I know that. Nobody means that.
Yep.
In an extraordinary place.
USA, baby. Here we go.
With the stars and stripes. And the eagle flies.
Welcome to What's On Your Mind. Fall of 2022 means
a land with countless dreams.
Freedom is on the ballot. That's what it means. Freedom is on the ballot, and we are now in the official mode of election 2022. Once you get past that Labor Day weekend, it's time. It's the real deal. I have a question that we've not really asked point blank for some time. We've kind of danced around and talked about it every now and then. But immediately after this midterm election that's coming up in November, faster than we know, is a decision on the presidential race. I want to know if you think he'll run. Who's he, Kevin? Will he run?
Trump?
There you go. Yes.
I think not. I've always said I don't think he will.
We don't know.
We don't know. I just think.
So,
not that I don't want him to. Not that I don't like him. I just don't think he will.
I think he is incapable of not running myself. But I can't imagine the cost to his family to know that, look what they've done to this point, lie, cheat, steal, do anything, you know, turn the FBI on a former president, all these unprecedented actions, that you'd say, well, there's going to be more of the same, so bring that on. I mean, he's a fighter, there's no doubt about it. But I want to ask our audience today, what Kevin and I think really doesn't matter. Todd, by the way, is off today, attending to his lovely wife, Carrie. We'll keep her in our thoughts and prayers and ask you to do the same. Will he run? That's the question of the day. 701-258-0550. It's a great question because he is a fighter of all fighters. I don't think there's any doubt about that. He's not a quitter. He's a fighter. He obviously cares deeply about this country, or he wouldn't have put himself through what he's done already. But the role he could play in shaping the future without actually being the candidate is worthy of considering as well. He clearly loves those rallies. This weekend in Pennsylvania, jam-packed rafters, you know, shortly after it opened, they had to shut it off because they couldn't take any more people in. There were people outside watching on the jumbotrons. And meanwhile, Joe Biden, he is having one heck of a time getting 1,000 people in the room. You know what I mean?
As he did during the entire campaign.
Exactly right.
But 81 million votes.
So what if Trump decided to be the rally guy, to be the guy that fired folks up, got the base energized, but wasn't the candidate? Kind of was kingmaker rather than king. I don't know. All good things to think about. I want to know, what you have in your gut, what you feel Trump will do. Now, here's how you answer the question. Will he run? 701-258-0550. 701-258-0550. Prefer your calls. Toll free at 800-228-0550. What does your gut tell you? We're going to find out soon. Let's find out what the What's On Your Mind audience thinks. And if not him, who? If not him, who? (701) 258-0550 to answer those questions. You can also text us 701-237-1590. 701-237-1590. Also on the show today, Lieutenant Governor Brent Sanford. He was in Iowa. Why was he in Iowa? Well, there was quite the egg event down there. Farm Progress Show in Iowa. So we'll have an update on that. Big harvest coming in North Dakota right now. Talk a little bit about that. One of my favorite topics, though, is energy. And California and Europe are in energy meltdowns right now, which is a vote of confidence for North Dakota's energy strategy. Makes a lot of sense. And the Industrial Commission extended the window in which folks can apply to participate in the East-West gas line project. So we'll get an update on that as well. Lieutenant Governor Brent Sanford joins us on the program today. We're also going to check in with one of our big iron sponsors. That's next week, Intelligent Ag. So we'll do that coming up on the show as well. Okay? Texas says Nikki Haley. What do you like about Nikki Haley?
Well, there's a lot to like.
Tough governor of South Carolina. Yeah. There's something about Nikki Haley I don't like, and I can't put my finger on it. A little bit of an opportunist. On the other hand, name me somebody that's mentioned for a presidential campaign that is not a little bit of an opportunist, you know?
For sure.
Another says, no, he does not run, but I want him to. No, he does not run, but I want him to. What do you want? You let us know. We are in the Freedom Matters USA studios today, and Candace Owens is coming a week from Thursday. Wow, we're getting close here, folks. We're 10 days away from Candace Owens in North Dakota. This is going to be great. Question for you. If you're coming, are you coming alone? Maybe you want to think about bringing some friends to this event. Maybe your friends just don't know about it. Hard for me to believe, but not everybody listens to the radio. Might not have heard that Candace Owens is coming Thursday, September 15th, 7 p.m., Bismarck Event Center. Maybe invite some friends. Maybe say, hey, social media, my tribe, I'm going, are you going? Maybe you reach out to some folks and say, hey, this would be a neat opportunity for us to get in the car, make a road trip of it, head there, head back, have a great time. Kev, you're going. You live in Frazee, Minnesota.
Oh, yeah. I'm not missing this.
You're not afraid to go.
Mrs. was okay with it, too.
I'll tell you what, it's going to be an epic event. It really is. Candace Owens is just one of those iconic conservative voices that in a time of absolute silliness, we absolutely need. No doubt about it. So we can make it the biggest conservative event of the year. We can make it a referendum on Joe Biden's view of America. We can embolden lots of conservative folks and get the leftists in North Dakota to realize not so much a place for me here in North Dakota. So here's how you get tickets. FreedomMattersUSA.com, FreedomMattersUSA.com. Share that around. There are VIP opportunities. You can only get those at FreedomMattersUSA.com. Tickets start at $20. Very reasonable. So, want to see you there. Should be a great time. Can't believe that's a week from Thursday already. It's just going to be here before we know it. So, crunch time on right now. Get those tickets while they last. Off-air call from one of our listeners on the question of the day. Go ahead and roll it.
Will he run? What kind of question is that? I guess you're not familiar with the man after the last 4 years that he was a president. No doubt. No doubt he's going to run. He's just going to do it to show everybody that he's going to run and win and beat the crap out of him.
There you go. All right.
That's, you know, again, there's no right or wrong answer here. There's a lot of what he says I agree with.
Yeah.
I'm just wondering.
I do doubt it. I mean, he says there's no doubt. I doubt it. I that's just me, though.
Why do you doubt it?
I don't think that at this point in his life he wants to deal with that again. I think he wants to be the kingmaker more than, and I get it. I get why the reasons why we think he would want to. I just don't think he wants to go through it again. I think he realizes he can get a lot more done from behind the scenes. He can actually, you know, if he's the one that helps get whoever's in the Oval Office in there, I'm not putting out the scenario that he gets appointed Speaker of the House. He doesn't have to get elected for that. Can you imagine if he has that gavel?
Will he run? And if not him, who? Question of the day today on What's on Your Mind. And the caller thinks that's a really stupid question. Because obviously he'll run. Well, if you think that, let us know. Question of the day.
We'll see.
A little post-Labor Day poll as we head into the crunch time of the political season 2022. Will Donald Trump run for President of the United States? Some would say he already is, but it's not official. 258-0550. Call us on What's on Your Mind. More after this.
Coal, the affordable, reliable energy source responsible for keeping us warm in the winter and cool in the summer. None of that would be possible without our amazing coal workers. North Dakota's coal country provides energy you can count on, fuel that will get you through, and the people that bring it to you. Join us in sharing messages of gratitude with North Dakota's coal workers. Visit thankacoalworker.com to share your appreciation. That's thankacoalworker.com.
There is another way to minimize your farm's risk and protect its equity with margin protection coverage. This is Bethany Rentz, crop insurance agent with Irie Insurance. Margin protection provides coverage against an unexpected decrease or increase in operating margin. In other words, we can put a policy in place to protect you from changing input costs and crop prices on your farm. Let us help you explore this option between now and September 30th to get you covered. For more information, go to IrieIns.com.
You're protected and appreciated at Irie.
It's about tradition, values, and family ties. Pucklett Chevrolet's tradition of giving back to our community remains a priority. And that's why we've partnered with these local nonprofit organizations and events. And our tradition of giving this community a fair and honest offer continues as we promise to never charge over MSRP. And if you're not finding the perfect new vehicle for you, your lifestyle, or your budget, let us help custom order it for you at Pucklett Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City.
Ready to launch your small business or take your farm from some acres to a lot of acres? How about that big proposal?
Will you marry me?
Or that huge surprise? That forever dream home, the one you can take anywhere. Wherever you are in life, be sure you're ready to say yes. First International Bank and Trust. Say yes to living first. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Those moments where everything's changing, and we're going to have to ask whether we want to be a country that moves forward or backwards. We're going to build a future, or we're going to obsess about the past.
What the heck is he talking about?
Nice echo he's got going there. Is anybody there? I mean,
yeah, never mind that I drove up the debt, never mind that I weaponized the FBI. That's obsessing over the past.
Changing.
Yeah,
it's changing. Changing what? I don't know. It's changing, though.
Back on What's on Your Mind, 20 past the hour. We're kicking off the political silly season here, which always happens after Labor Day, with the big question of the day. Will Donald Trump run? And if not him, who? Answer the question at 800-228-0550 today on What's on Your Mind. Brought to you by PetroServe USA from the Freedom Matters USA studios. Today is Tuesday, and the home cooking and grab-and-go convenience is looking good. Tater Tot Hot Dish in Euland today. Lasagna with garlic toast in Glendon. 45th Fargo location, Swedish meatballs. We're going east to west here. NP Avenue, downtown Fargo, Tater Tot Hot Dish. West Main Avenue, West Fargo, your choice of meatloaf or chicken tenders today in Valley City, hot beef sandwich or chicken pot pie. Cafe USA, PetroServe USA, home cooking, grab-and-go convenience. Tell them Scott sent you. Texture says, I think Melania doesn't want the headache anymore, so he will work from the sidelines. But I hope I'm wrong. It's amazing how many people who think he will not run, but want him to run. Is there anybody who doesn't want him to run? I guess an argument could be made for him not running in that it would completely destroy the left's argument.
Yeah, oh boy, would it.
I mean, they would just crumble. What is their issue now? The Trump hate has to go away.
Another text says Kevin could very well be right, but I'll tell you one thing: no one has the fire in his or her gut like Donald. That's true. That's what we love about the guy. No, he punches back. He's not a lay down, do nothing, call me names all day.
Gail sends a note here, says, Scott, I don't know if Trump will run, but what I will say is if DeSantis runs, the left will break DeSantis financially through investigations in a very short time.
Yep.
DeSantis, in the whole scheme of things, does not have enough money to fight the deep state like Trump does. Only my opinion, but I think and hope Trump runs.
Another text from Jason said the same thing. I understand whether Ron DeSantis or Tom Cotton, but no matter who runs, the Democratic Party will tear them apart.
Yeah. Well, that's why a lot of us would love to see Donald Trump run, because
they've already done it. They've already done all the tearing. What else are you going to go after?
How do you stab him some more? You know, they'll try.
Yep.
And if I was his family, I would say, please no. Please no. Just hold court down here at Mar-a-Lago, pick somebody out. Let's do that. President Trump will run, says another listener, if he believes it's the best decision for our country.
I would agree with that.
He's nothing if not a patriot. No doubt about that. All right. You can text us, 701-237-1590. You can call us at 701-258-0550. Answer the question, will he run? Yes or no? What's your gut tell you? And if not him, who? I have to tell you, I saw Ron DeSantis in Arizona a couple weekends ago for a Charlie Kirk Turning Point USA event. And I found myself unimpressed with him in the rally setting. I mean, there's nobody that has Trump's gravitas to command a crowd and a stage and everything else. Love is ultimate fighter spirit. Love is policies. I mean, it's hard not to like Ron DeSantis. He's done a heck of a job in Florida. But I'm telling you, whoever comes after, and the comparisons are going to be made in the sense of who can command a room, who can fill a room, boy, I don't know. I don't know who that is. But I was not that impressed with Ron DeSantis.
Okay.
In that capacity, okay,
yep.
Gravitas.
Yeah.
Just the, you know, the speech was kind of boring. It was a lot of, you know, droning on and on and on. So I found myself saying, boy, everybody thinks DeSantis would be great. Policies, yes. I don't know to motivate folks. I don't know. Another call. Let's go to this.
Came in on the listener line.
Yeah, good morning, Scott. Hey, we better hope Trump runs. Otherwise, DeSantis or Tom Cotton would be good, but I feel Trump's the only one that's got enough. They're going to tear no matter what Republican candidate goes, and Trump's the only one that's up for it. He'll tear them apart. The problem of it is that the biggest threat to democracy is is the Democratic Party, and I can't believe people in this country can't wake up and smell that. All you got to do is just sit and look, and I got a real bad feeling that we're in for a rude awakening in this country, and it's bad. And telling me what power of vehicle I got to drive, telling me this and telling me that. Anybody that stands up there and listens to Joe Biden talk about democracy is considering the Russian collusion. They're doing exactly what they're accusing everybody else of doing. The only thing is, they're pretty good at turning tables around, and I can't believe the people that believe them. It's unreal, this country, how gullible we are.
Yep, I think that's a great point.
He says the biggest threat to democracy is Democrats. I would argue it's the deep state, which, you know, is sort of one and the same, that liberal leftist, you know, Democratic cabal. And who better to fight the swamp, the deep state, than Trump? This is why they're throwing everything at him. They know darn well that he's not one of them. And that worries the living daylights out of them. Thanks for calling our 24/7 line at 855-200-1776. Great option when you're wanting to weigh in. Want to have a chat about this? 258-0550. Texture says, Scott, define irony. California residents were asked to not overload the electrical grid. And one thing they were told was to hold off charging their electrical cars. Yet, by 2035, they can only sell electric cars.
13 years from now.
That happened!
Oh, yeah. It did.
We talked about that on Friday.
Yep.
You can't make it up.
No.
You cannot make it up.
And then, don't you love that Gavin Newsom comes out after the fact and says, oh, yeah, we need to build better electrical transmission lines and stuff. Our grid needs to get better. What?
Why don't you do that?
Yeah, first.
And then ram down our throats.
Yeah.
I love it.
And where are you getting the money for that? You're $1 billion in debt, Gav.
Another listener says, if he doesn't run, the enemy wins. That's exactly why they are doing what they are doing, because they don't want him to. I agree with that. That's why they're doing what they're doing. I will say this. Every action they take, more likely that he will run.
Mm-hmm.
They're forcing him into the race. That's what the January 6th kangaroo court is all about, too.
Yep.
Here's another.
The Democratic Party will tear them apart. How about the Republican Party tearing the Democrats apart? Now, wouldn't that be a novel idea?
Ha! Great idea. Get some fight. Get some tactics.
It's a blood sport to Democrats.
Oh, you bet it is. One of the greatest quotes I've heard since the Trump era, even during it, but how Democrats have terrible policies and great tactics, while Republicans have great policies and terrible tactics.
Yeah,
we got to get some tactics.
Well said. Short break, back with more on What's on Your Mind.
Cybersecurity professionals safeguard our lives and businesses from malicious attacks. At the University of Mary, we educate those ready to face these challenges in our local communities and across the globe. Through our cybersecurity administration degree, which can be completed on campus or online, you can make our world a safer and more ethical place to work and thrive. Attend the University of Mary for your degree in cybersecurity. Learn more at umary.edu/CSA.
Did you know you can move for free? Sound too good to be true? Action Movers has an exclusive program that gives you the opportunity to do exactly that. Call Action Movers and they'll set you up with a local realtor who will help you sell and or find a new home, whether it be in North Dakota or anywhere else in the country. In exchange, you'll earn $5 back for every $1,000 in your home sale or purchase price. No catch. Just move with Action Movers to get the cash back. Call them today, 701-566-5532.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A federal judge on Monday agreed to appoint a neutral special master to review items seized by the FBI during its raid at President Trump's South Florida home last month. September 9th is the deadline to put the special master in place. One of the two suspects in the stabbing attacks in Saskatchewan, Canada that killed 10 people Sunday has been found dead. The body of 31-year-old Damian Sanderson was found Monday. The hunt for his brother Miles continues. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau.
I also spoke with Premier Moe of Saskatchewan to highlight that the federal government will be there. The resources necessary right now in this time of crisis.
Authorities say they have found a body near where Eliza Fletcher was abducted while jogging in Memphis, Tennessee last week. The Memphis Police Department said officers located a deceased party just after 5 p.m. local time on Monday. We all wait for the coroner's findings. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at vantagepointsoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
What's on your mind? Brought to you by H.A. Thompson & Sons. They've been at it since 1908. How about that? Well over 100 years of high-quality plumbing, heating, air conditioning, and mechanical contractor services. Started in Bismarck, but now it's all across North Dakota, South Dakota, Minnesota, and Montana. Indoor air quality experts as well. HATandSons.com. HATandSons.com. You tell them Scott sent you. We're in the Freedom Matters USA studios today on What's on Your Mind. Question of the day, will Donald Trump run in 2024? Will he run? And if not him, who? 701-258-0550 to answer that question. 258-0550 on What's on Your Mind. Emailer says, yes, Trump will run since the election was stolen. That's how it must and will be. He's a chosen one that has business to finish. Ron DeSantis is young. His time will come. All right. Appreciate that. Another says, if Trump doesn't run, the Republic is lost. If we allow the deep state and radical left to approve our candidate, then there's no longer any point in having elections. Scott, tell Kevin Trump is not a behind-the-scenes guy. He's a take-charge kind of guy, and if he wants something done, he'll do it himself and not wait around for someone else to get things done. That's why he ran the first time. He will run.
Trump is very much a behind-the-scenes guy when he has to be. So,
well, I think
read
what
the book
saying
on
is,
him, watch the documentaries. You know, I mean, he's an out-front guy, but, I mean, I just don't think at this point he's going to put his family through it. I don't think he's put his wife through it. I just don't think they want to do it. He knows the attack that's coming. I get all the arguments for it. And I like the guy. I voted for him twice. Would have voted for him. Yep. I mean, I think he won the second time, and he should be there. But I just don't think if I was him, it's pretty unrelenting. But I don't know. And maybe he will. I don't know. I hope he does. Not that I'm saying I don't hope he does either.
Will he run?
Yeah.
Kev says no.
I don't think he will. I'm not saying it's strong, no. I just don't feel like he will.
I think he does because of what the left has done since Joe Biden.
Very valid. Absolutely.
He has to set the record straight.
But I'm not tearing you down for saying anything that he will run or that I don't know what I'm talking about. But, you know, I'm just giving my thoughts on it.
If he doesn't,
like it or leave it.
Listener says, if he doesn't run, the left succeeded. We've already lost
true
at that point.
Yep.
Another says Trump is the only one that can overcome the algorithms and the machines. If we don't win in 2024, the U.S. becomes Venezuela. Trump runs. It's amazing.
Well, that statement alone there is going to be dependent on getting people off the couch and actually getting out the vote.
This is a big problem.
This is a huge problem.
Yeah, we have a problem.
If we sit around and stay on the sidelines for this, we are going to be done.
No conservative anywhere could not be aware of what's happening to the education system in this country. It's not possible. Yet, what do we have at local school board elections for turnout? Absolutely miserable.
Yeah,
why?
Very.
Oh, summertime. Summer. Oh, as if, you know, somehow all the threats to our republic cease in the summer? What? I mean, come on.
I know.
Come on, people. Wow. What's more important? We do need a bit of a wake-up call in that regard as well. Let's go to Colm and Tim. What's on your mind, Tim?
Yes, calling in regarding your question on 45. If he runs, I would support him. But I can't answer whether he's going to run. Only he knows. But I would like him to run again in 2024. And then in regards to if he doesn't run, I'm not a fan of DeSantis. And I think a lot of people are pushing him, and I don't like him being shoved down my throat. I want us to have a race, have a primary race, see who's the best candidate standing there during the debates, and if Trump doesn't run.
So bring on like all 16 like last time and just see who the last one is standing that can hold up to the rigor like Trump did.
Well, maybe there's only five. Maybe it's DeSantis and Pompeo and Kristi Noem and whoever else. But
Nikki Haley,
sure.
Yeah,
that's the primary process, and they've said it. If Trump decides to run, they wouldn't even need the primary because he would obviously be the pick.
Most of them have said that.
But I think that if he doesn't run, they've got to go through the primary process.
Yeah,
correct.
Many have said that.
Correct. That's.
So if you had to pick, though, out of that group, who would you pick?
Well, I've heard Pompeo say some logical and, you know, forthright things, and I think he's got a good hand on his shoulder. He's showing leadership on a national, international basis. I like Kristi Noem, but, you know, that's from South Dakota. And one of the reasons I like Kristi Noem is she was out front long before DeSantis on this COVID business and masking and all that kind of thing, long before DeSantis. But Noem, being she's from South Dakota, she's dismissed, just like North Dakota is dismissed on the national scene. So that's where I'm at.
Yeah, very good points, Tim. Appreciate the insight and the analysis. You thought it through. I'm a big Mike Pompeo fan, by the way. He spoke at the Williston Basin Petroleum Conference, got a chance to see his speech.
His foreign relations.
Did a sit-down Q&A,
yeah.
Phenomenal, and was at two different dinner events, one dinner and one lunch, I guess, with him, and I just came away thoroughly impressed. I mean thoroughly impressed. And I think the biggest reason I like Mike Pompeo is the threat we face from China.
Bingo.
Oh, my gosh.
From anybody.
Yeah.
He's a West Point graduate, you know, and he's done different things in his life on a national basis. And that's what I like about him.
First in his class at West Point.
Agreed. Yeah,
first
totally
in
agree.
His class.
Yeah.
Ugh.
He's strong.
Yeah. Love him. Love principled guy, too.
Thanks.
Thank you, Tim. My favorite Mike Pompeo story. Is remember when he was Secretary of State, he was considering a run in Kansas and whether he'd leave the Trump administration or not. And he did some polling on school choice, wanted a voucher system of some kind in Kansas. That was his issue. He wanted that more than anything. And the polling was, can we win that issue? I will leave the Trump administration. I will leave the Secretary of State if I can go back to my home state and get school choice done. And the polling suggested it was an uphill battle. They weren't going to get it done. And he said, I'll stay here. I can do more good here. So pretty amazing. His heart's in the right place. There's no doubt about that. Will Trump run? Dana, what do you think?
Good morning, Scott, Todd, everybody. Well, I listened to him over the weekend. He's definitely got enough reason to do it. He brought up how people should go back to the November election to see what gas prices were at that time instead of just 1 year back. And then he brought up how all the military equipment that's been left in other countries just abandoned, the nighttime vision, top-of-the-line equipment. And he brought up how the Ukraine would have never been invaded if he'd been there, and how the Federal Reserve is getting sucked dry when he had it filled up. So he's definitely got, I think he's the kind of guy that the more they try to shut him off, the more determined he gets to do it.
Gas prices alone would take somebody who's sort of apolitical, not really, doesn't pay much attention. I don't like that political stuff. I don't know whether I'm a Republican or Democrat. The gas price thing, that can cross all boundaries. You know that.
This morning, Scott, I had to come to town to buy a hose end for a 3/4-inch hose. It had a 45-degree angle on the end of it. $73. And before this inflation kick started, they're right around $35, $40. So everything is just about doubled in price when it comes to parts. Oils, hoses, everything. So, and it just started since the green energy boys stepped in. We're going to drive some money out of these people to get our plans done. And then that's what they're doing. Last week I was on with Kevin, and I said one wrong word, and he kind of ran with that instead of facing the subjects I brought up. But ask him a Friday if you'll take my call, I'll call again. But how much did they allocate to the post office for electric vehicles? And I know carbon capture makes oil cheaper for the oil companies to extract, but they never seem to follow through with passing those savings down to the consumer.
I think with carbon capture, and especially carbon utilization does, they didn't appreciate the call, is let the industry fight another day. Because without it, the industries, coal, oil and gas, are under attack. There's a big giant target there. So if you play chess while they're playing checkers and say, oh, okay, you think man-made carbon is the issue, we're going to utilize it. We're going to enhance oil recovery with it. But we solved your problem. Because you say carbon's the problem. So we'll take man-made carbon and we'll use it to enhance oil recovery. We'll find a storage spot for it. Then the industry lives to fight another day. Without it, you can put a clock on the industry, how long they'll run. Appreciate the call. Trump will run, says the texter. Unfortunately, until we stop the corruption in our election system, he won't win. Another said, I do think DJT will run. I think he's already running, I hope, with VP Pompeo. Another says the national stage can have Christie after 2026 when she term limits out for governor, signed every South Dakota voter.
There you go.
I like that. Yeah. I like that. We've got a poll up on our Facebook page now, What's on Your Mind Facebook page, so you can take the poll there and stay on this topic if you'd like to do it today on the program. Scott, see if you can get people to show up and stop the CRT garbage. Well, that's partly what I'm talking about with school board races. Come on. That was not a secret. Yet we had people say, well, it's summer. Primary, you know, I don't know, election stuff. I don't know. Texas says, I think Trump will run. Trump is a man who, when he has been treated unfairly, wants just retribution. I think he has the evidence on the deep state and those involved with the corruption in the FBI, DOJ, and those involved in other government agencies. But Trump is smart enough to not leave it at his home where Joe's FBI wolves have been sniffing out looking for it. Run, Trump, run. God bless the man if he does. Yeah, you bet, says that listener. All right. Last chance to weigh in on this. On What's On Your Mind in our segment, Lieutenant Governor Brent Sanford coming up, and we're going to check in with Intelligent Ag, preview their big iron event after this.
Hey, it's Scott Hinton here. So excited to tell you about, in this time of crazy upheaval and open borders and spending gone crazy and mandates and lockdowns and inflation, there's something we can do. We can buy from a company that believes what you and I believe. Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. They offer broad nationwide coverage. In fact, they use the very same towers as all the major carriers. And they have plans to fit any budget, and their 100% U.S.-based customer support team provides exceptional customer support. Patriot Mobile shares your values. They support organizations fighting for religious freedom, constitutional rights, the sanctity of life, veteran and first responder heroes. Go to patriotmobile.com/flagfamily or call 972-PATRIOT. Get free activation with the offer code FLAGFAMILY. PatriotMobile.com/FLAGFAMILY. PatriotMobile.com/FLAGFAMILY. Or call 972-PATRIOT right now. Here's Pam to tell us what brought her to Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables, too.
We first came in because my husband had an operation on his back. We had already researched everything, already knew what we were going to get. Our Envoy is just amazing because, you know, in North Dakota, we have the coldest winters ever. And so just being in there feels like you've gone on vacation. I can't imagine my life without the Envoy. It's just part of our life now, part of our relaxation, stress reliever.
Hot Springs Spas, Pool Tables, too. West Fargo, Bismarck, and Grand Forks, too.
It's about tradition, values, and family ties. Pucklet Chevrolet's tradition of giving back to our community remains a priority, and that's why we partnered with these local nonprofit organizations and events. And our tradition of giving this community a fair and honest offer continues as we promise to never charge over MSRP. And if you're not finding the perfect new vehicle for you, your lifestyle, or your budget, let us help custom order it for you at Pucklet Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Are you watching your retirement savings melt away right in front of your eyes as the economy crumbles? Well, if you have an IRA, 401k, or similar account, I need to tell you about a better way that was revealed by a Wall Street Journal best-selling book. Simply put, you can opt out of the insanity and convert your existing retirement account into the most stable physical asset in history, physical gold and silver. Plus, this conversion might qualify you for an IRS loophole that could save you even more. Today, Advantage Gold is giving away a completely free audiobook version of the national bestseller, Gold is a Better Way. Just text the word better to 48542 to get your copy. That's B-E-T-T-E-R to 48542. By the time you drive home, this simple step may save the future value of your retirement. It's not too late if you're not prepared. You can take action now and claim a free copy. Text the word better to 48542. That's B-E-T-T-E-R to 48542. Message and data rates may apply.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Let me tell you about my friends at Action Movers. Professionally trained, background checked. That's really important. Do you know when you call a company for a move that they are professionally trained and background checked? You know that when you call Action Movers, North Dakota's best moving company since 1932. Family owned, veteran owned. Whether that move is across town, across the state, across the USA, they've got you covered. By the way, a great place to work too. No experience necessary, part-time, full-time positions available. You pass a background check, you're in. At a Class A CDL, tremendous opportunities for you there right now as well, offering one of the most lucrative compensation plans they've ever had for both employee drivers and owner-operators. Find out more by visiting one of their offices for a move or for a great new career. Bismarck, Fargo, or Minot, 566-5532, 566-5532. Or online at actionmovers.com. That's actionmovers with two A's. .com. 10 before the top of the hour on What's on Your Mind. Anything goes today on the open phone segment of the program here today. We've been talking a lot about whether or not Trump will run and what you think about that. So give us a call. Lieutenant Governor Brent Sanford next hour. We're going to talk about all kinds of things. Agriculture on the program, a little energy on the program. Talk about, well, coming up next later this month, the North Dakota Petroleum Council annual meeting in Watford City is happening. That's going to be great fun as well. So look forward to chatting with the Lieutenant Governor coming up here in just a little bit. Listener says, if the state of our nation isn't bad enough to convince people to overcome their dislike for Trump, then we're already doomed. Does that seem to be fading at all? The whole mean tweet thing? I think gas prices kind of took away the mean tweet thing.
Yeah, and the complete incompetence of the current administration.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, I think they're willing to put up with a few more mean tweets.
I agree. Texter says, if Trump runs, he'll need to explain why he has all those top-secret documents.
Well, because he can.
Right.
But people don't understand him. He can take any document you want. He can declassify anything he wants. He's the president, or was. So, I mean, that all of that's nonsense.
Yeah, it was less possession of the documents and more how they're being stored and custody them and whatnot. But that's, like many things, much ado about nothing. But a president can declassify anything he wants.
Yep.
And there's not even any formal process to it. It's just they're declassified. And the president has said that again and again and again since this brouhaha came up.
And there's nothing that the president can't put his eyes on. There is nothing that's out of reach or too top secret for the president to see. He's the top of the food chain.
Did you see that we also learned from him at that rally this weekend that they rummaged through his son's bedroom?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And left it in shambles?
Barren, yeah.
Yeah. Ridiculous. 701-258-0550. Call us on What's on Your Mind. Tell us whether you think Trump will run again. And if not him, who? Not him, who? 701-258-0550. Texters weighing in as well at 237-1590. Our listeners are texting like mad today here. If Trump doesn't run, the Republic is lost. If we allow the deep state and radical left to approve our candidate, then there's no longer any point in having elections. It's a theme we're hearing a fair amount of here today. Trump would make us oil independent again. That would bring inflation and the price of everything down, says another listener. Another says, I agree with what you're thinking on carbon capture, Scott, but Trump would do it better. Make it help us. Listener says, I'm fed up with most politicians. We need a truly successful businessman in the Oval Office. Politicians brought this country to the breaking point. Let's see, who is a successful businessman in the Oval Office? Who was that?
Karen called again, by the way.
No.
Oh, yeah.
Let's have it.
About the documents.
Is that right?
She called for you, too, buddy.
You know, Scotty, I get confused so easily because, you know, I'm just a mere little woman, so I'm confused a lot. Say, I'm just wondering, why does the judge think that, you know, going through all these hoops for Osama, because she wants to make sure it's fair for Osama. You know, when you steal classified information, you want to make sure the person who steals that classified information, that they feel that the investigation is fair, right? But I'm confused, Scotty. Why is it when cops roll up on a black man, and a lot of times they lie and say their taillight is out when it's not.
Oh, my.
And she goes on and on. It's about 4 minutes worth, actually. But yeah. They're out there.
Law enforcement
they
lies.
They are among us.
Why is it that somebody calls and I'm surprised when they are how can I say this in a charitable way? Not speaking favorable of our law enforcement officers, and are a Joe Biden fan. Connect those dots. Really surprised there, aren't you?
Yeah. Oh.
That's where it can end. Yeah. And I assume she's talking about the judge that is saying now a special master is needed.
Yeah.
I think that's to just say the obvious. that you know, hey, attorney-client privilege. You know, did they just scoop up all kinds of things?
Chain of custody.
Right. Why not have someone else stand behind this to say nothing else to maintain the integrity of the investigation?
Call in, Karen. We'd like to talk more. I'd like to ask some questions of you.
PetroServe USA, home to home cook and grab and go convenience and great deals all month long, like liquid ice, 16-ounce cans, 2 for $3.50. Twizzlers, strawberry twist, $1.69. Giant sunflower seeds, only $1.39. How about this? Pizza Corner Pizzas, $6.79. 28 packs of Ice Mountain Water, only $3.99. And any size fountain pop, 79 cents all month long. Lowest price fuel around and great deals. PetroServe USA, tell them Scott sent you.
When joint pain controls the way you move, it holds you back. The Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team can help with therapy and treatment options that focus on finding your way forward without pain. If you're ready to manage your symptoms or plan for a future total joint replacement, we're committed to providing you care in a healthy and safe environment. Call 701-323-8920 to schedule a same-day appointment with the Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team in Bismarck.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Let's face it, food shortages are a real threat now. Supply chain breakdowns, inflation, fuel prices, global conflicts, fertilizer cutbacks, farmers being encouraged not to plant. The stage is set for the peanut butter to hit the fan. But for some reason, Americans are still in denial about food shortages. Listen, we don't take risks with other things in our lives, so why take risks with your food security? Those who know what's coming are using today to prepare. Millions of Americans have purchased Ready Hour emergency food from My Patriot Supply, the brand people look for when they're ready for real preparedness. MyPatriotSupply.com is America's largest preparedness company. Get stocked up on emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage to get you through tough times ahead. Your other choice is to stand in government food lines hoping for a handout. As we both know, that's not an option. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.